Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Ger Gavigan from Crumlin GA Club in Dublin is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Ger, I was looking at posts on social media overnight of a terrible incident that happened at the club. You might just explain to listeners.
Yeah, hi Andrea. I suppose first of all, our condolences from the club to Glenn's family and friends. It's really, really, really sad news. I tell you what happened. A car got onto our pitch, broke through the gates in Pierce Park, and on Monday night about 2:30, and we've only got one pitch, one adult pitch, and they basically set the car alight on the pitch at about 2:30 on Monday night.
I presume the car totally burnt out, Ger, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I tell you, it was totally burnt out. But in fairness to Dublin City Council, they've been really, really good to us over the last number of months. And the fire happened at 2:30 on Monday night. Mm. And they were there at 8:00. By the time I got down at 8:30, the car was gone. They'd scarified the ground. They'd put topsoil in and seeds to try and get us back up and running. But I've seen videos. I didn't see the car, but it was completely burnt out.
Of course, it's not just the car. The problem now is the damage this has caused to the pitch and right in the heart of at the start of the club championship season, Ger.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, Andrea. Over the last 6 months, we haven't had the pitch again. Dublin City Council were brilliant. We were getting works done on the pitch, going out. They were fixing the middle of the pitch. We had a back last Wednesday. Last Tuesday, we had our first match last Wednesday. We had a ladies' football match. We had an intermediate hurling match on Saturday. And then Monday evening, it's gone. We're heading in. All the kids from under 14 up use the pitch. 14, 15, 16 boys and girls, the adults, and we're all heading into championship now, and more or less the pitch will be done.
Is this the first time, Jerry, you've experienced anything like this?
Yeah, we've never, ever, ever had vandalism on the pitch. Could I just clarify, on some social media sites, they were saying that there were acts of vandalism occurred earlier on in the year. We've never had it. And the works that were going on were as a result of some repair work being done. That was all. But we've never had vandalism on the pitch. And I'm in the club over 50 years, and I've never
there. No, well, I know. Maybe we've spoken previously to club people from other clubs across the country, and not just in Dublin, that have unfortunately had to deal and experience incidents like this, or bikes or scrambler bikes been used to kind of rip up pitches. But like, there's a huge knock on effect for the volunteer effort that goes on at the club, Ger.
Yeah, we'd be a huge community club. I don't know how many members we have. We've 300 or 400 members. Everybody's a volunteer. Everybody's hugely involved, and we're now stuck. We've no pitch to play any home matches on, and home matches are really important when you're in any of the competitions. But even, Andrea, it's not even the matches. It's the fact that we can't even simulate games. You can't have training games for kids on the pitch because that's gone now. It's gone. It has a huge knock-on effect.
Effort to replace the damage, and I mean, I'm looking at photographs of it here, and it's pretty extensive, you know, the pitch is scorched as a result of the blaze from the burnt-out car. I mean, how long is this going to take to repair, or what kind of money are you looking at, Ger?
Yeah, well, in fairness, the Dublin City Council have already repaired it. I've spoken to them today. We thought maybe they could resod it rather than put new topsoil and seeds in, but they reckon it'll be quicker to get it back. But it's going to be at least 6 to 8 weeks before we have it back, and could be longer. Like, the weather was not our friend earlier on in the year, because for grass to grow, you need heat and water, and we just didn't have any water, and it's similar now. So it could take a while. So hopefully they'll be able to water over the next few weeks.
Yeah, the summer season. Are there other pitches elsewhere in other clubs that can be availed of?
We'll have to put our hand out and ask some clubs. But Dublin City Council, or Dublin County Board, as I said, we haven't had the pitch for the year since the start of the year. Dublin County Board have been really good to us. There's O'Toole Park, which is a county ground based in Crumlin. They've allowed us to use that whenever they could, not all the time, but whenever they could. So I don't think we'll be able to use that, because championship games take place there now. So they'll be using it themselves. So we'll just have to reach out to whoever.
I presume the guards are probably looking into this, Ger.
They haven't told us a whole lot, but they are investigating. They were there. I think they're looking for CCTV.
Is there CCTV at the club?
Not in the park, no, not in the park, but I think they're looking maybe where they came in from, maybe doorbell footage or whatever. But they are investigating it. We've been in contact with them and they're investigating.
Sure, it's just total vandalism. It's desperate.
Total vandalism, yeah. But it's unusual, Andrea. We haven't had it in such a long time. And it's just really, really, and it's awful. We only have one pitch, so it really, really, really knocks us out. And we've been lobbying for years with councillors and every TD, every politician, Dublin City Council, to try and get another one, but we keep running into walls. So it's going to really knock us out for the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, look, we're sorry to hear that, Ger, and we appreciate your time on the programme today. And obviously, if anyone has information, it goes without saying, get in touch with the guards there based at Crumlin. But like, it is really disappointing when you think of the kind of the resources that the pitch at Crumlin provides to the wider community. And as you say, now out of action for the guts of 6 to 8 weeks, which is the rest of the entire summer season. And that's obviously problematic for many young people and players in the catchment. That's Crumlin GAA Club. Ger Gavigan there with us. Ger, thanks a million for your time on the programme today. Email if you want to get in touch with us at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.